Part 2. You will hear a man called Rob Schaefer, who is the general manager of a new hotel, talking about the hotel to members of the public on the opening day. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Well, let's get started. I want to thank you all for coming along to the opening of the Montana Resort Hotel. My name's Rob Schaefer, and I'm the general manager here. We're very glad so many of you have come along to see the beautiful facilities we have here at the hotel. We feel we're exceptionally located, convenient for the city, but far enough from the flight path to and from the airport so that guests won't be disturbed and will be able to recharge their batteries in these uniquely peaceful surroundings. Firstly, the guest rooms. What we call the standard rooms are about 80 square feet, very spacious. These come with one king-size bed or with two double beds and a refrigerator. And as far as price goes, they go up to $210 per room, but at the lower end of the range, you can get one for just $145. So these are very suitable for our more price-conscious guests. Then there are deluxe suites. These have a separate living room as well as the bedroom. The bedrooms are slightly larger than the standard rooms, with huge windows. And each one has a balcony where you can sit out and enjoy the views, either of the golf course or the mountains, depending which way the room is facing. We welcome families at the hotel. Extra beds for your room can be provided for young children at no extra cost, and that's true even in the summer. Also, we have some rooms that adjoin one another, with a door connecting them. We expect that these will attract parents who want to be able to check that their children are safe easily. All our guests can benefit from the fine dining opportunities in the hotel. In the grill room, guests can watch the flames fly as food is sizzled by the restaurant's master chefs, while the Pantheon restaurant has facilities for intimate dining or large dinners and a live jazz band that spices up the evenings from Thursday to Saturday. Finally, the Montana Cafe is open 24/7 for anything from a coffee or a sandwich to a more substantial meal.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
Now let's have a look at our outdoor facilities. So here at the main entrance to the hotel, we're looking north, straight down Peak Road. You'll see a few horses in the nearby field. And the first building on our right is the barn where the horses are kept. We have 12 of them, and they've all been trained here so they know the terrain. Beyond that, you can just see the lake. The road bends around past that, and just on that corner between the road and the lakeside, there are a couple of tennis courts. It's a beautiful setting for a game, I'm sure you'll agree. Then looking on the left side of Peak Road, there's a road that leads off it that's called Valley Avenue. And on this side of Valley Avenue, just past that patch of trees, there's a building with a flat roof. And that's our Olympic-sized swimming pool. This has 12 lanes, and there's also a baby pool for children. The Montana Golf Course is the jewel of our outdoor facilities, though. You can see part of it on the far side of Valley Avenue, and it spreads off west for a pretty long way. It's an 18-hole course with beautiful landscaping. We expect lots of golfers to stay, and one of our aims is to host a professional golf tournament. The last building I want to point out is the office of the Outdoor Facilities Manager. It's in its own building, just opposite where Valley Avenue turns off on Peak Road. Okay, so if you'd like to follow me...
That is the end of part two. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to part two.